Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A follow-up report today on the August 4th, 5th Precision Technology Workshop in Louisville being hosted by Kentucky Corn and Small Grain Growers Associations. The lead presenter will be Dr. Joe Luck, Precision Agriculture Engineer with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, here on a few applications for this type of technology.
When you go beyond variable rate applications, simple guidance technology adoption, auto steering, section control on systems to cut down the overlap of inputs, again, it's got economic and environmental benefits, and producers are really pushing to adopt those kind of technologies.
With precision technology functions on today's equipment, farmers can do some of their own research.
And that's one of the things that I'm working on out here right now is trying to develop some tools, some protocols, and that's one thing we'll do. I mentioned earlier with the as-applied data, is showing them how to do like a analysis with a split planter design. And so they can read the material from Pioneer, their seed company, Monsanto, or whoever, but this actually lets them look at the yields themselves in their own field.
Spots were limited in that workshop, which can be checked into online at kycorn.org. We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
This looks good. I think I'll try it. I need a package of beef. Oh, Kentucky Proud's on the label. I wonder if a Kentucky farmer really raised it.
We are the Bach family from Bath County, Kentucky.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I feel I'm really blessed to be able to work with my family.
We try to do the best job that we can so that the consumer is satisfied.
It's a good life. Kentucky farm families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back with Kentucky native Dr. Joe Luck with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, who will be presenting at that August 4th, 5th Precision Workshop in Louisville. He says typically the rule of thumb for farm size, getting value out of the expensive precision equipment, is 1,000 acres, but he thinks that may be evolving as functionality and cost savings continue to increase for smaller acreages.
In some cases, especially locations where I'm from in Hopkins County, the field sizes and shapes are very irregular. There's a lot of point rows, a lot of twists and turns out in those fields. And if you've got a guidance system or perhaps like automatic section control where you're turning either boom or toolbar sections on and off, you can see substantial savings and overlap. We've seen fields where a 90-foot sprayer, you could reduce the overlap by up to 20% compared to manual control. And so even on smaller operations, there's going to be potential for big savings from adopting some of those.
Again, spaces for that workshop are first come, first served. You can check it out online at kycorn.org. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.